Kumlan Abla Gemara. We're up to Nun Vav Omer Aleph. Gufa, right in the middle of the page. Gufa, let's analyze what we learned. Omer Rab Asi. Rab Asi said, Omer Rab Yechon. We learned that if you purchase an animal or you give or gift an animal, you're part of Maizah Behema. Because it says, B'choy Benecha Titin Li has to be Benecha, has to be yours. And we can't toss the Shercha. Well, the Shercha, we say, can't toss it, referring to Maizah Behema. But when? Mishas Asi. But if you bought pregnant animals and then they gave birth, you are chayv ma'isa behem. Says Marufa, let's analyze that. Omar Abasi, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, lo kachasora ubri. You bought 10 pregnant animals, b'me'iman, while they were pregnant inside the mother's womb. Kulam nichnosin ladilis. I said you have to give ma'isa from them when they are born. Ah, you bought them. Why? What? Not now. We just learned that Mishnah halakoh achosh nidle matana. If you purchase them or they were given to you as a matana, potter mina ma'isa behem. You're actually potter from ma'isa behem. Because it says, Titan, you know, Benecha has been yours. Omer Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Loza said, I want you to know, we had this occasionally, Rabbi Yechon Chazoi Bechilma. I saw Rabbi Yechon in a dream last night. He's Milsim Ma'al Yamin. I realized then that probably today, during the day, I'm going to say something good on behalf of Rabbi Yechon. Because I dreamt about him. On Makro, it says in the Pasuk, Tasa. You know when the Pasuk says, Kein Tasa L'Shoichot Tzoncha. This is what you should do. From the moment that you're able to make maise, that's what counts. Did you buy it or was it already yours? B'shas Asiyah, Mi'etah Kosev. When you make the maise behema, make sure it's already yours. For the Gemara, even after an animal is born, the first 7 days you cannot bring a carbon until the 8th day. So let me ask you a question. Rab Shimon ben El Yochum Rab Elozom. Rav Shimon ben Yochum asked a question of Elozer. Halakuach chol al mechus hazman. Rav Shimon ben Elozer asked a question. It says in the Braisa that if you buy something, is chol al mechus hazman, even though it's mechus hazman, it's only 4 days old, 3 days old, before you come into the garden. And if you buy it, you are potter from giving ma'isa behema. You just said mishas asiyah. When is mishas asiyah by an animal? Not as soon as it's born, but from 8 days old. But 4 days old, emotional, there's no mishas asiyah yet. And yet it says, if you bought it, then you put it. So what's the chilek of the animal? Pregnant or the animal? So obviously what you said is wrong. Amalei, his answer was, zuin mishnah, can't be. Sometimes we say, itanya tanya. And he said, it can be zuin mishnah. Can't be, because it contradicts what I just said. Or, if you want, I can tell you, Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Yehudi, the author of this Mishnah is a lone opinion of Shimon Yehudi. Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon, the Amar, he holds, Mechusas man, that if it's before the 8 days, nevertheless, Nichnis Ladili his asset. He holds that the Shasasiyah. Yeah, you can count even before. It's a role for a carbon. But he's moided that while the animal is pregnant, and if you bought it then, you'll be chayiv and maise because it wasn't a shas asiyah. But he holds a shas asiyah start from the moment that is born. it's like a b'choy. Look at b'choy. Ma b'choy. Just like b'choy. Kodesh lifnei zman. No, even kodesh lachas zman. A b'choy. A kedusha starts as soon as it's born, and yet you still cannot be makir it till after the 8 days. Af mechus zman. Kodesh lifnei zman. Even kodesh zman. He holds that also mechus zman can be. You can make ma'isa behema as soon as the animal is born. No, of course, you cannot bring it as a carbon till 8 days. But you can already do ma'isa behema. So for him, it's not considered. So therefore, for him, it is shas asiyah from the moment he's born. But while it's in the mother's womb, definitely it's not shas asiyah. Kuli alma. Tony Tane Kamed Rav, one of the students before Rav taught him, was saying over some braises, he said, a very interesting thing. Eizel osnan, if you give a gift to a harlot, you're not allowed to use that, let's say a lamb, you're not allowed to use on the zbeach, because it's pasnished. He's Eizel osnan. What kind of osnan should nichnus ladilis aser? But what kind of osnan can you use and say that you'll be chayv maisa behema with this osnan? Koshen nosnu lo. If you gave it to her, b'shash she has it, you cannot bring it as a carbon. So it's not shaykh to maisa behema, but v'chazav alok chaymen. And then you bought it back from her. And once you bought it back from her, you can use that animal for maisa behema. The problem is, but you just bought it. We just said in our Mishnah, okay, you cleanse, let's say, the ostan part of it. But what about the fact that you bought it? And we just said before that buying it is potter. Well, if Salei, isn't it possible? Belokuach, isn't it possible as soon as you bought it? And for the Gemara, Ishtamite, he forgot. The guy who asked the question forgot. Hodo Omer Avasi, Omer Abyechen. What is that? that what did we just say? That a pregnant animal, if you bought it, Bishas is pregnant, and then afterwards the animal was born, you chayav maisa. We're talking about you bought the animal from the harlot, and it was a mubedis, and we're not talking about the actual original animal. We're talking about the uber, the vlad. Look, chasar uberin b'meiimon. You bought 10 uberin b'meiimon. Kulam nichnasin vadilis asa. All of them can go into the pen for maisa. Give maisa. Freddy Gemara.
While they're b'meiimon.
Not now you want, but after it's born then. Once it's born. Also, he bought it back.
While they were b'mei imon, and now they're born, and now he can count them for maisa.
Exactly. For the mother, that's the case. Then why can't she do it? Why does she have to sell it? They were talking about not the original animal. He gave her an animal, and then the animal was pregnant and then gave birth. So why can't the designer herself use that birth? Why can't she herself give the maisa? Since it wasn't, he gave her just a pregnant animal. It's not possible, yeah. So the Gemara, we're talking about Zaini's Kusi. So we're talking about a Zaini or Goy. And there's no such thing as Maisa Behema. So who asked you to talk about a Zaini Kusi and then you tell me about buying it back? But look, a Zaini Israel, let's talk about Yiddish Zaini, Vitasi, and talk to us about that she herself. That she herself can take the offspring of this animal and use it as a Maisa. Was that what you're going to say?
No, I'm just going to. I mean, it,
you don't think Shaykh to have a Zaini Yisrael?
Well, Lashdi Kadesh is an Isser, but it's interesting because you're going to allow someone who's doing this Isser, the payment that she got for this Aveda is going
to. It's not that. The whole word is it's a new. If this wasn't part of the payment. The animal was inside the mother's womb, it's like a loy baloilam, and therefore, if you buy it, it's mutter, same thing over here. It's a chilik, somebody else or her. Answers the Gemara along the lines of what you were thinking. Kamash Belana comes to teach you the Zayna Yisraelis Lahavi Ostan Kedabaya. This whole din of Ostan is only if the Zayna was a Goy. But if the Zayna was a Yid, there's no din of Ostan.
So she's not Potter from Maisa just because her.
No, her gift can be used in Mizbeach. Unbelievable Kiddush. We've been learning about Ostan all this time. And I would tell that.
Wouldn't you think it's Maguna because you know where her money's coming from? You know what she does for a living.
Saying that Yid is Mutter. You would think Yid is even worse because she has an Aveda. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Kedah Abaye, and this follows the view of Abaye. What's the view of Abaye?
Where people say, you know, when someone, Lomazogini, cheats in business, Chos V'Sholem, and then ends up giving tzedakah. You think, oh, you take tzedakah from this guy, you matzdik, what is it? This woman's a zayna, that's how she earns her living.
But it's a new thing, it's not what you gave her. Maybe you gave her as a mubedis, it's what was born afterwards. Like an investment, and let's say you get something else out of it. Omar, Abaye said, zayna kusi is asnana asa. A zayna kusi is her asnan is asa. And it's all from a pasuk. The koyin habolea, but if a koyin has relations with a zayna kusis, ain't a loike, you don't get malchus because it's not one of the yisurim of a kohen. It's unique to a kohen. It's no different than anybody else. A mishum lechalzari, you won't get malchus as lechalzari because desecrating his children, because any child that he has from her is not Jewish. So it's no yisur of chalolim. A bezoina yisrael is a bungvakat. Asnana mut, her asna, if you gave her a gift, can be brought in mizbech. And even the Tosafot brings down the Rav Agis. The kohen habo'alel loike. And a kohen, but does have relations with a zayna. The Torah says that a zayna is also to a chalal, also to a kohen. How about leikir shal lechal zarei? The Gemara explains now. Zayna kusis as non osa. Why by a zayna goy is as non osa? Goma, we learn now from Tupsukim to Eva. And by when it talks about it, right, generally, it says to Eva, when it talks about Zayna, the Osnan, it says also, Gam's name. That's to Eva, you can't bring it up. It's Ma'aroy, it's like Tovsibo Kedushin, just like Aroyas. All the Aroyas is Kedushin and not Taifas. If you marry your sister, nothing happens, you don't need a get. Av Zayna, the din of Zayna is only by Osnan, is only by Hach, by such a woman, the like Tovsibo Kedushin is no Kedushin, like by a non Jew. And from Tzvein Zayt, you don't get the Issa, the Malka of Loyachal Zare. Why? The Loyachal Zare Rahman of Ahilav Zareu. These kids are not yours. They are not yours. That since the Aroyas are all Chayovi Krisis, and everyone made it that we had a Machlekes by Chayovi Lavin, if only a Lav, if the Kedushin Achal. And we had a Machlekes, even Shim Nam Suni said, Chayovi Asei, Kedushin Achal. But Chayovi Krisis, everyone agrees. And everybody else agrees that there's no Kedushin Chal whatsoever by Chayovi Krisis. And Mamzer, it comes from Chayovi Krisis. So therefore, the Pasuk says, we're comparing to Aroyas, Bas Yisrael, Azayna, you give her a present, she could bring it to the Mizbech. But saying that you're over, if he has to do with, if a woman had a one night stand with someone that's asatir, a kohen cannot live with her because she's now halala, and he gets malchus for that. Okay. Yeah, right. The Gemara Mishnah. Mishnah ha'achin. That's big machlekes. How long the Mishnah? We'll learn like Rashi. The Rambam is very different. Ha'achin ha'shutfin. Even though our gish in the Mishnah is v'ha'shutfin, Rashi's gish is ha'achin ha'shutfin. The achin themselves became partners. In other words, they divided the estate, and then afterwards they pooled together their resources and they became partners. Now the din is, if you remember, when you do a machtzis ha-shekel, if you swap it over from other currency, you have to give a little bit, it goes by weight, you give a little bit extra, a kalboin, just in case, you know, there's a little shortfall. You don't want to cheat hegdish. And if you're taking if you're doing for two people, so they're taking a whole shekel on behalf of two people, the question is whether you have to give one kalboin or two kalboin, machlekes rishonim. But so achi in hashutvin, brothers who are shutvin, shechayovin bekalben, the chayiv and a kalben. Why the chayiv and a kalben? Could they split? If Kozman, the father, was alive, and if he would have given on behalf of the children, let's say two children, to, a full shekel on behalf of two children, he doesn't give the extra kalben because he is entitled to give it. It's his chiv. Mashenkein, if once the children split the Yerusha, they're no longer considered heirs. They're not considered purchasers, buyers. Who became partners? That's like two separate people. Two separate people. You have to give a kalban each. So I have some shutvin chayov and bekalban. If they're chayov and kalban, so the two separate shutvin automatically put in ma'aseh behemah. We know that shutvus are put in ma'aseh behemah. We'll see later more how we learn out that it has to be us, an individual balabos. If the two owners is put in ma'aseh behemah, and but if they are still chay ma'aseh behemah, they didn't divide Yerusha to Yerusha, then they are pturim la kalban, then they're pater from kalban, because it's still father's estate. If it's still father's estate, they are pater from kalban. Now the Mishnah will explain exactly what it means. Konu mitfis, and Mishnah explains. Konu mitfis is a bayis. If they bought from the, if they bought it, you know, but they settled the estate between them, then chayavin, then they each, then the, sorry, konu is a bayis. If they took from the Yerusha of the house to give the behemas, then they are chayiv because it's still the father's estate, the chayiv mais behemah. But v'im la, but if not, pturin. If not, they are potter. Otherwise, they considered they pool together resources. What happens? Choku, they divided. Choku, they divided. The chozuv and the shtatvu, they divided and became partners again. Chayov and bekalvin, the chayv and kalvin, two separate people, the chayv and kalvin, and they're like regular shutvin. Two the ma'aseh behemah, the ma'aseh behemah. Talking about how do you know all this? Talking about we learned. It says in pasuk. It says talk about b'choid. It says by b'choid. It says by behemah yielach. It should belong to you. So we dash and yeh loch should belong to you, but v'loy yeh v'loy shutfus. But if it's shutfus, you are potter. Yochel, I would have thought afilu konu betfis the bais. I would have thought that even if they bought let's say still sitting in the Yerusha in the state, they're having it divided, they should also be potter. Tamalayim yeh here. That what that things that in all places that yachayv in all places. So you leave it the way it is. Sometimes you leave it the way it is. If it's still in the shutfus of the father, they haven't yet divided it, then you're chayv and ma'aseh behemah. But if they took over, then they're potter. The Gemara, what are you talking about? V'hayv b'choyr k'siv. It says by b'choyr. So the Gemara, you have no bread. Imein inyan l'b'choyr. It can't be talking about b'choyr. Why not? The isa b'shutfus. Why b'choyr if there are two shutfim on an animal, they are chayv b'choyr. How do you know that? K'siv. It says in pasuk. It says b'choyr is b'karchem v'tzoynchem. It says you should bring over there all your kabbonis, your shlaim. You should bring over there b'chayres b'kar chem and plural with tzoyn chem. You see that even though there are two owners, you're still chayv. So I says yeh l'chor, who does that mean? So t'novin yeh l'maisa behemah. It's talking about maisa behemah that you have to have an individual owner. Amr Rabbi Yemima said, something the Gemara will say in a minute, it's quite obvious. Pa'amim, sometimes, shechayav b'zeh b'zeh. Sometimes it's possible to be chayav. The kalban is if you're strangers, and yet u'bazeh yechayav osamayis meima, as if you're still together. And sometimes, pa'amim, sometimes, shepturim b'zeh, you are potter from the kalban, because it's still your father's, and yet u'bazeh yepotter mayis meima, as if you're separate owners. Sorry, you're potter also, because you're still partners. And sometimes, so sometimes we say sometimes you can be part joint and part like part of separate people. Because you already divided it, yet up to the mice, you are part of a mice because you divided it, and then you pooled your resources again. And the mice behema because it's still your father's, yet to the kalbun. And you put it in the kalbun because all your father. The Moshe explains that. Chayovim, when you chayiv, sign the kalbun and sign the ma'is of hema, shechilku b'ksofim, you divided the money so then each one has to pay a kalbun when they bring the, if they just share together a full shekel, of a chilku behema, they didn't divide the behema, so you chayiv ma'is of hema. Pturim, when do we say ya potter from both, shechilku b'behema, you divided behema, and then you repool your sources. So therefore, you are particularly shutvin. But you never divide the money. So by the money, you only partly divide a part of the state. So the money is still joint, and therefore you don't pay the extra kalban. It's the father paying it. What's an example of chayovim bekalban that you separated upturim and ma'isa and you put in ma'isa? You divided them both. If you divide them both, you chayiv and kalban because he's two separate people, and you are put in ma'isa behemah because after you divided, you became partners. So that one, your shutvin became partners. Chayovin be ma'ase behema upturim in a kalbun. When do we say your example that you chayiv in ma'ase behema, and yet you are potter from paying this extra additional money? Shalei chilku, you did not divide b'zeh. You're taking over your father's, and you're stepping in your father's shoes. So you chayiv in ma'ase because your father would be chayiv in ma'ase, even though you're two owners, and you are potter from the kalbun. But you want pshita? What is Rabbi telling us? We didn't know previously. If you divided the behema, we say that you rejoined, so therefore you are potter. But chilku b'ksavim, and you didn't divide the money, if that's possible. And that one, you don't have to pay the kalban. Itzchay, Sakhan, I would have thought, kivan the chilku b'behema, since they divided behema, goli, the tayyidik, they revealed to us quite clearly to the mifla kaima that they're eventually going to divide the money as well, even though the physically didn't do it. So maybe with the chayiv of a kalban, maybe you should already charge them this extra kalban, commercial, and that you don't. Omer Rabbana says Rabbana and Loishanu. Rabbana says the following. Remember, going back to the machlekes we had, yesh breda, ein breda. Do we say that retroactive verification or not? So Rabbana said Loishanu. When do we say this whole din? When they divided and they are potter elohen, that it's a shutfus. And you know they separated, they divided the state, and then they rejoined. It's like a shutfus. They potter chilku gedim. It's like a real shutfus. Gini gedim connect to Yashim. I'll take some, some goats, and you'll take some older ones, or to Yashim connect gedim. So therefore, because they're different from each other, so it's just like a deal. Swap, we work out the value. So like we're buying from each other. I'm buying your rights, you're buying my rights. There's six goats, and you took three, and I took three. So I didn't take your rights, and I took my rights. We say, yes, breda. Whatever you ended up is always yours. V'tiyoshi, can I get tiyoshi? Oime, we say, ze chelke ha-magim sh'arashayim. We'll say, yes, breda. We'll say, whatever you ended up with is always yours from the beginning. And therefore, if we pool our resources together, you know, we're really doing it, we're bringing it back to its original state. We're just saying, okay, the Yerusha we just split, let's put it back together as if we never yashin. So still our father's estate. And you talk about, when do you say you put it? Only if it looks like purchasing, that we make a chesed which each animal's worth. So like, yeah, so like we bought it from each other. I bought your rights, you bought my rights. However, Nachman says, no. Amacha says, "Ein breda." Therefore, I feel gedim chulgedim gedim gedoshim toshim. Ein mizel chulg megiim shara shayna. There's ein breda. So whatever you ended up, maybe ended up with my brother's share, and therefore it's like we're purchasers, and then we rejoin. It's like we're shutfim that joined together, and we are part of ma'aseh behema. Rabbi Lezer says, Loishanu, Ela Shechalku Tes Kenegid Yud, you Kenegid Tes. Let's say one guy got 9 big ones and one guy got 10 small ones. Again, you had to work out a value, even though they're the same animal. It's not stam. But, you know, you end up this. We had to work out a value. What's the value of these 9 or the value of these 10? So I'm buying my rights, your rights, and you're buying my rights. It's like we're buyers, and therefore when we join together, it's true shut for me, you're part of my subhema. Ava Chalku Tes Kenegid Tes, you Kenegid Yud, if we have exact number, that oimer ze chalke magia mishor shein lekach. Then we'll say that each one ended up with a share. It's like yesh breda, and therefore when we join, we pull together our resources as if we are reverting back to what originally was the father's estate, and we bechayv a ma'ase behema. And Rabbi Yechina says, I hold always in all cases ein breda. Afilu chilkoi tes kineged tes vasod kineged vasod, even 9 against 9 and 10 against 10. We don't say we don't say that this is all along what was mine. Therefore, in all cases, we're always treated like purchasers, and if we're always treated like purchasers, therefore, when we join together, it's like two shutfim joining together, and you're part of my sebeima. And the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yechina is consistent with this view. Before, if two brothers divide an estate, they're considered like purchasers. How do I know that I ended up with my share, that I'm the rightful share? So I'm buying your rights in it, and I'm selling you my rights and in yours. It's a swap. And therefore, because the purchasers, we learn that Rashi holds that not only do we go through the machinations of redividing the estate, but we actually redivide it and we swap. I had before the east side and you had the west side. We swap. I have now the west side and you have the east side. So if that's the, if the crux of the whole thing is ein breda, so what have to tell me in both places for? Achi shecholku in the case of here by the animals. Utzvich when in both cases. The yashmin hacha. We only knew of this case over here. I was able hacha on Rabbi Yechon. Only over here Rabbi Yechon said is dum yud bincha. We learned from chayyid has to be similar to your son. Ma bincha bebarla. When it comes to chayyid, it's 100%. I know that this is my firstborn. Av shercha v'tzoncha bebarla. He said breda. Even if he said yes breda, it's not 100%. It's probability that you ended up with your share. It's like a suffix, so maybe he ends up with a shit. It's not 100%, so maybe it's not good enough. Maybe over here he says, ein breda, because we learn it from Bechayda, has to be mamash vadoyus, because the ma'is of Behema, they're not treated like Yoshin, they're like Kuchas, and therefore when they join together, they're shutfim and they're part of a ma'is of Behema. Avos, they mechur hu dom rachmon, lehad be yevil. When it comes to a field, sadeh, when it comes to a field, the Tedah says that when it comes yevil, you have to return it back. So maybe the chumri here, and Yerush matana loy, and Yerush matana not. But maybe over here, we'll say that yesh breda, the fact of the matter is, the Tater says, if you purchase a field, comes yevil, you have to return it back to the original owner. But maybe in this case over here, we're going to say it's not considered, the Tater says clearly it's lemechid. The fact is, we yashed it. I don't care if I ended up with my share, I didn't have my share. The fact is, we went through the motions of a Yerusha, so maybe I don't have to give it back to you in yevil. So he has to tell you, no, even over here we say, ein breda, we'll treat you like lekuchas. That's a big chiddush. If he would only tell us sada, I would say, lechumna. We're not 100% sure if yesh breda, ein breda. We'll say, you know what? We're going to be machma, whatever. Because we don't know, we're going to be machma in every case. So, yeshmin sada, I'll say, lechumna. I would say, that what? We're going to be machma, that what? Ein breda, and therefore, it's lekuchas, give it back in yevil. Inami lechatchila. Or lechatchila, we say, ein breda. I will hoch over here in the case of Maisa Behema. Aim aloy. Maybe over here that you don't have to say, we'll say that you're potter. Over here comes out of cool. If we're going to say over here, yesh breda, what's good? What, if we're going to say over here that aim breda means that lekuch, the potter has a maimer. Maybe Rabbi Yechon here's going to say, oh no, forget. Here the chumra should be, we'll say yesh breda. So therefore, tzricha, we need both cases. Mesel has a question that says, "Chena shutvin shechilku the shutvin divided echen nasar asar echen tisha." Actually, we'll stop right here.